Good evening.
Good evening.
So we're in section B, which is on the revealed wisdom matrix, the last
Jasmine.
Row. Good evening, Jasmine. The revealed wisdom matrix, the last row, second column from the left. When you open that up, scroll down to class number 9-1, which will open up to section 11B. And we are starting with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Chud Shabar, Uchi Lurchim, Uchi Lurchim, Uchi Beyakda, L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe, B'Yehuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kononeihu. Uchmuhu Rabbanan Eim Dorshin V'Ariot V'Shalashal Shalosh Shanim Yihye Lachem Arlim B'lekabala B'lakabel Mocha Yehu Uvashana Haravayat Ya Yihye Kol Pariv Kadish Halulim LeHashem Uvchon Mesitra diarla arva nekas nekanso beparadas shalasha achlu meileng kalifi umaito rabia alkala yavai uzrak Kalifin Yechai Vechai Kegavna Daitmar Rabim Ayir Ribon Maitza Koko Akal Kalifato Zarik Vekegavna Vilain Kalifin Inun Kukubashin Tehapin al halaka diyehi mucha malagav velayit barnash yakil mekal benachama beor yit oraita diit marbe et chaim chaya Ad zarik kushin menachalachot Vayit halacha dekol kushin Deilainun Kailana de Kalifa Vialia Dailia Ukna de Ila Viazi Vialin Viava Kulom Shavin Lemeko Vialia Each Barna Nered the Carcom the Key Wigomer Uginda Lav Kokashin Shavin Kipikuda Tivia Abimalat Bariashit Bereshit Daoraita Deit Marbe Hashem Kinana Reshit Diraku Veda shekinta data'a te'ayehi reishit ונביראים ויהי אחריית וחכמה אילאה ובגיני עצמן מגיד מראשית אחריית צד התנטילת מקטר עד קריית עטרת תפארת עטרה בראש כל צדיק הגד ספר תורה ובגינה יתמר כל המש תמש בתגה הלך כד התנטילת מהי חכמה עליה דהיה ראשית התקריאת על שמה וכד התנטילת מבינת קריאת על שמה דגונה וכד התנטילת מחסד עד קריאת תורה שבקטיל. ואית יהיבת ממנה תקטיב ממנו ועמודה באמצעיתה על ידי משה הדה ודכתיב ויהי ביום השלישי בהיות וכבקר בתארי לוחי אבנן נצח והוד הדה ודכתיב כתובים השינה אברהם בעינון תרם נביאה קשות ומסתרה דעמודה דאמצעיתה עד קיריו נביאה האמת אש ושיקינתה תורה מה הדה הודיקתיב, תורת אמת הייתה, בפיהו ויתקריאת, מראה דנפואה, ברוח תקדוש, מסיטרא דתרוויהו, וביום השביעי, נתינה דעת צדיק יסוד עולם ודרגה דילה מלכות מליל עמכון והוקמוהו לי מלכין שמעלו יוקלו לדבר על פי אחד אחד נוגע בבית וקליל בקל חי ודאי בית ודאי יוד בית אחת שחות השם מן אלוקים יוד מן אדוני יוד מין שדאי כלילה מכל כנעיין ומקל הבין כגון כבב כיוד או כבתיה תהיה היוד תחות ה' Bekol Shem Bekano Yud Vav Hey Vav Yud Hey Ayahi Nukvav Gindi Oraita Nina Itya Havat Amar Lemoshe Uriyat Et Achori Wigomer Delet Navia Behachem Yakilia Allah Be'iyal La'ayil Be'chut Mimda Uginda At Kiriyat Mipitachot Hachitzonim Anfin Dila Be'anfin Dilagav Mahtachot Hapanayamin Behu itmar li'il Giam barnash li'leyat Vayado mipachatot Hachitzonin B'may yoginda Itmar beze hashayir Lashem ugin dilit Hashgalna veya Vechoza vechakam Pechut mina amar v'navia Kamar Hashem el yatah halal Hacham b'pach metau Vigomer kiim bezot yithalelal Vigomer. Vayado oti uginda Yaakov Yolif la levano Vayehiyav lon kabala mine Adahutiktiv Vezot asher devar lachem Avihem vadavid hova Le'ad v'ala mina amar l'gabe im tachana al alai michana v'gomer ramaz lo b'hai taga v'salik mechosh bateya v'gabe v'yamar Leil yira libei v'gomer V'yacharon d'chova Le'yad kabala Me'na lahava Al-lifnei elofnim elofinim Tzfechut mina hadahu dikiv Bezot yava acharon el hakadosh dahawa yedar yehi ayikra dekol adi yehi karavan lehashem ola lehashem isha lehashem v'yisrael behova lon kala Kabel Kabbalah Mena Labeo Bekud Shabarichu Mishkona Achare The fruit of the light is the brain that discerns its own innate connection within and without. It is like the passing of the idea through until Bina, where it bursts into being overflowing with abundance of becoming symbolized by Chesed, the fourth Sefirah. This is the fruit of holiness. The three who ate the husks partook of the gleanings of wisdom and yet did not perceive its kernel, could never be at peace, since the unity was not coherent. In contrast, the one, Rabbi Meir, whose ate of the kernel, perceived the higher wisdom and learned the pathways of unification. The rules of halakha are in a similar way compared to the deeper meanings that occur in the various levels of interpretation of these laws. The fourth mitzvah alluded to is seeing the end inside of the beginning. The lower Shekhinah symbolizes the current that is realized via Malchut as a result of the flowing forth initially from Chachma. Although the focus seems changed, the subject is still the unraveling of meaning. The Torah is taken from Keter, representing a shell in itself, and yet there is the reflection in Tiferet, called the crown of glory, that is brought about by the righteous one. To exploit the crown is to only see the surface of meaning, and not all of its layers, including its kernel. There is then the oral from Givurah and the written Torah from Chesed, both of these layers of meaning that have been perceived. All of these layers of Torah adhere to each other and interpenetrate one another. The central pillar is the connecting link out of which the Shekhinah flows. It is therefore called by its aspects, and yet it retains its truth throughout. This expression of the Torah of truth is its opening, signified by the female and represented as well in the drop-down configurations of the divine name, joining within each other. Subsequently, the Torah is given via its opening, meaning that the level of meaning called Malchut is the direct reflection of above, although the back of that reflection is Achorah. The gate of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei opens at first with the outer keys, which are the Sephirot leading from Keter through Malchut. The inner key is the kernel that is sought. The journey of wisdom, then, is to seek this kernel past all of its layers, in effect becoming the receptacle for this kernel. This internal becoming of the receptacle for the kernel of meaning is the essence of Kabbalah. It is the answered question that rises above. David understood that only by letting go could he go further within. He realized that the essence of thought is to become conscious of its kernel, or source emanation. He recognized that all was taking place within. Shekhinah is the fire offering that takes place via the fire of consumption. This consumption is the unification of a series of revelations that literally brings about the fire that is within, that is the holiness or connecting link with the source emanation. Upon that which is received, the Kabbalah, Israel asks no other surety from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for Zot to redeem them from exile. Here is what is said, and yet for all that, for all Zot, when they are in the land of their enemies. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? Tomorrow morning at 7:30 West Coast time, we will have a Slichot ritual. At 4:30, we will have a continuation of the Zohar on the subject of Emor, on the subject of Yom Kippur. At 7 o'clock, we will continue studying the Zohar on Yom Kippur. And at 8:30, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. I hope you'll join us for some of these classes, if not all of them. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you.
Good night.